Innes Willicks is the CEO of the Australian Industry Group and joins me now. Innes, welcome back to Breakfast.
Morning, Sally. How are you?
Very well, thank you. You're not scheduled to appear during the 2 days of hearings. Is the parliamentary inquiry hearing evidence from the right people?
Well, it's been thrown together in a pretty slapdash manner, and it's only lasts for 2 days into what the government says is the most major piece of tax reform this country's seen in a generation. So it's hard to take it seriously if that's all the scrutiny, discussion and analysis that will be done of the government's proposals in a parliamentary setting. We've put in a submission which has proposed a series, five changes to what the government's proposing to take the harm out of it when it comes to business investment and aspiration and ability to take risks. But this needs more time, it needs more scrutiny, and we would much prefer that the parliamentary inquiry take much longer. In fact, we'd much prefer that there was much more scrutiny, not just a parliamentary inquiry into what the government is proposing. It stands up very poorly compared to what, you know, the Hawke-Keating government did over tax reform, what the Howard government did with tax reform, what the New Zealand government did with tax reform. That was eight separate discussion papers over, you know, well over 18 months, you know, to get the public aware and on side and make changes to what government was doing. And we're not seeing that occur this time, and that's incredibly disappointing. It's, as I said, pretty slapdash, and it's been thrown together at the last minute.
Are you and your industry group colleagues, are you hearing any noises from the federal government that they may be willing to take on board the reforms that you're suggesting that are in the headlines today?
Look, we're hopeful, and, you know, conversations continue with government at various levels around their proposals, and what we're suggesting are what we believe are constructive changes. You know, we participated in the economic roundtable last August in good faith, and that did come to agreements that we needed to have a look at the treatment of different means of income, assets versus direct income, if I can put it that way. But I think everyone who participated in that, Sally, came out of the room thinking that the government would undertake a serious examination of the issue over some time, and it would be part of a broader tax reform package that covered off income taxes and business taxes as well. And that just hasn't happened here. So, you know, we're hopeful the government will make changes, because we hope that the government understands that there is the potential here for real damage to the economy. We already have a lot of members indicating they are going to pull up stumps on investing, or they'll look to invest elsewhere. And we're hearing from their parent companies overseas that Australia is now increasingly a political risk when it comes to investment, particularly because of the retrospectivity of these changes.
For those who, from a business perspective, who took part in the roundtable last year, is there a sense of disappointment or betrayal of the direction you thought the government was heading in and what you see now?
Oh, look, betrayal is a very strong word, and I wouldn't use that. But I think there's certainly disappointment that this has been pulled together in the way that it has been. The Treasurer I saw last night saying, well, we didn't need a long inquiry because there was an inquiry into capital gains tax by the Senate last year, and that was an inquiry that started in late November, reported on March the 17th, and made four recommendations that the capital gains tax needed to be worked on. That was essentially what that Senate inquiry found. And then between March the 17th and now, the government has come up with these proposals without any consultation, and that is in large part why there's fury within the business community and among those that they employ and among young people as well, because this has all taken everyone by surprise. And it's very clear that the government hasn't thought through the consequences of what it is proposing. They're not operating in the world that, you know, that businesses operate in, that the aspirational people, young and old, operate in. And we, you know, really fear that what is being proposed hasn't been thought through, hasn't been considered, hasn't been analysed, and hasn't been given the opportunity to be ventilated in the public square in the way that it should be. These aren't going to operate until 1 July next year. What's the big rush?
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. My guest is Innes Willicks from the Australian Industry Group. Putting CGT aside, do you support the government's negative gearing changes and its capital gains changes to property in particular?
Well, that was the part around property was the main part of the conversation going back to the economic round table, and there was a conversation there that work needed to be done around how we did look at property taxes. There were no fast and firm conclusions reached at that round table, but there was an understanding that, yes, certainly we needed to have an examination of that to ensure that assets were treated in a different way. But again, what's been proposed has been proposed without consultation, and that's disappointing.
Can the CGT proposal be improved, or should the government go back to the drawing board?
Look, what we've done, Sally, is give the government 5 proposals, and we've given this to them, over the past, 10 days or so. So they've had them. So, this is not going to be news to them. And if they want to take them up, we think this would certainly improve the package. But it wouldn't be the optimal outcome, because we still think there needs to be proper discussion and ventilation, even of these ideas. And this is to end, the retrospectivity, so that the new CGT should only apply from the 1st of July 2027, to treat gains and losses symmetrically. That's the same way, and they should be both measured on a real basis. That's not happening under these proposals. We think there should be no minimum capital gains tax rate, and the taxpayer should be taxed at their marginal rate, irrespective of the source of outcome. We think that there should be income averaging, that capital gains tax should be averaged over multiple income years, and that reflects the reality of how businesses operate. And we think the government needs to go back and look at the definition of small business in terms of turnover that's been proposed by the government for the implementation of the capital gains tax. These are really micro businesses when all is said and done, and that needs to be re-examined as well. So that would be the starting point for conversation and discussion to improve this package. If the government doesn't want to go down that path, they should scrap it, go back to the drawing board, start again, and maybe have a start with an examination around housing, which is where all of this started.
Innes Willicks, thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks, Sally. You take care.